Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, often imitated but hardly duplicated. Straight up, we talk boxing and mixed martial arts in this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and like a plethora of another internet platforms. Straight up, this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, winner last night over Keith Thurman, a big surprise there in the minds of many. Not really. The odds makers, at the end of the day, had Manny Pacquiao favored. What I'm trying to tell you is more people thought that Pacquiao would win this fight than thought would lose this fight, and the odds makers were wrong when they originally said that Manny Pacquiao would get blown out here. I was wrong in thinking Manny Pacquiao would lose to the younger man. Manny Pacquiao defied Father Time. He turned back the clock, and he lit up white. He lit it, put it this way. He lit Keith Thurman up like the White House Christmas tree. It was like a switch in the first round. Click! He clicked it on. At that point, from that point forward, I never thought that Keith Thurman was really in the fight. Every time that Keith came on, Manny would come back and come back stronger. He never wouldn't let the momentum get seized. More power to the Pac-Man, of course, the senator from the Philippines. But in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're not going to delve on that too much, although we may mention it time and again. But we'll look into the world of some past champions. Talk about the passing, of course, this week of Pernell Whitaker. Got hit by a car in Virginia. Of course, a former champion in 35, 47. He was a man, no doubt about that. Beat Chavez, beat De La Hoya. Didn't get the call either time. Lots of things to talk about with Pernell Whitaker, Junaro Hernandez, and, of course, Johnny Sigg. So, some good, some bad, some ugly in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check it. You are tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Channel, where you can text us here in the studio. The text number is 1-415-275-1613. That's 1-415-275-1613. We're talking boxing and MMA, of course. Teofimo Lopez, a winner this past Friday night, looking pedestrian in the minds of some, not so good in the minds of others.
Teofimo, you went past the seventh round for the first time in your career.
I got boo-boos.
Excuse me. You did, and really wide scorecards. Your dad was saying this guy was tough. What did you think of your performance tonight?
Horrible. But, you know, it is what it is. The guy had, he's tall, 6 foot, man. But you know what? From this point on, we find guys my height. So we don't got to worry about nobody else no more. No more tall guys or anything, man. It's a takeover still, man. They wanted to see me go the distance. I did 12 rounds and a backflip. I'm still in shape.
Now, you talked about feeling, how you were going to feel was going to determine how long you stayed at 135. How do you feel right now, and how long do you see yourself staying at lightweight?
You know, I feel good. I made 134.4 yesterday. You know, and I feel great, man, like a champ. You know, hopefully we can make the fight happen. Well, we are going to make the fight happen with Richard Comey. And then after that, we're getting all four belts with Lomachenko.
Now, you are lined up for a shot at Richard Comey for the title. He's got a great right hand. That right hand was landing tonight for Nakatani. What do you have to fix to become a world champion in your next fight?
Just little tune-ups, man. You know, I get lazy in there. You know, I slack off here and there. But, you know, it's just part of the process. You know what I mean? You know, I'm thankful right now, man. This is my first main event. Hey, it was 12 rounds. Am I proud of it? Nah. But I'm proud that I showed everybody that I could go 12 rounds.
I know your dad wants it. Do you still see Lomachenko in your future at 35?
Nah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Loma got to fight a guy that's 6'2". So we're going to see the difference on that as well. You know, he has a tough fight ahead of him. This guy was no pushover. He was undefeated, 18-0 with 12 knockouts from Japan. Ranked number 3. I was number 4. That's why we made it the IBF World Title Eliminator. You know, this is what it's all about. Hey, and this is what it is, man. I could show that I could take a punch. I showed that I could stay the 12 rounds. Man, we're ready.
Thank you very much, Teofimo.
Straight up, Teofimo Lopez, still undefeated, but he had a couple of boo-boos. Now, we take it to Las Vegas and bring back in the undefeated lad. I'm talking about John Signorella. Johnny and I had a bet. I bet Oscar Rivas. He had Dillian White. Of course, he bet $20 on that. $20 goes to a homeless guy. But I'm not giving you 5-1. You should have gave me 5-1 odds on that one, Johnny. You pulled a fast one on me.
Yeah, I picked the favorite there. But what a fight. I mean, Oscar Rivas did put Dillian White down around, I think it was the 10th round.
10th round.
But Dillian was in command the entire fight. Brilliant jab. Nice heavyweight scrap on DAZN last night at the O2 in London.
Speaking of Dillian White, is he a credible top two or three guy?
Yeah, I mean, his only loss was to Joshua. He had Joshua stunned in that fight. And, you know, he eventually got knocked out by Anthony Joshua. But that's his only loss. 26-1, now 18 KOs. And I think he's definitely a top five guy, if he's not a top three guy for you. Last night, he was a little thick around the midsection. He usually is in better shape. I'd like to see him get down and weight just a little bit, because I think against the better guys, that extra weight will hurt him down the stretch.
Interesting. Some of the other fights in the weekend were, as I said, Lopez was a winner, Manny Pacquiao's a winner, Dillian White's a winner. Who was the big loser on the weekend, besides me not being able to hook up with Mrs. Reggie Bush?
I tell you what, Arthur Spiegel last night got knocked out in devastating fashion, also in London at the O2 on DAZN.
I saw that.
Against Derek Chisora. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. And what about this guy, Yordi Ugas? He's the ugliest fighter I've ever seen in my life, and I don't mean ugly like handsome-wise. I mean, it's like he fights so ugly, he looks like he's difficult to beat.
I'm about to start sleeping here.
Yeah.
You know, he's a tough guy to fight. You know, he fights in spurts. He'll throw, then he kind of goes complacent for a while. Weird rhythm. Not very TV friendly. At 147, you know, I don't know if I need to see him.
All right. But Omar Figueroa is supposed to be TV friendly. Is this guy got a thirst problem? Is he always thirsty, Johnny?
From what I hear, he likes the sauce. He likes to booze a little bit. His best weight was at 140. He likes to have fun. He always shows up. He could take a beating. He usually throws a lot more punches. Couldn't do it at 147 last night. Probably one of the more uglier fights, like you said, on the undercard last night.
He came in at 28-0-1, did Mr. Figueroa, of course, a second-generation fighter. Some of the other big fights on the weekend, Liam Williams, that was last weekend. Let's move ahead. How about Derek Chisora? Is he back in the mix, or is he still like a number 12 guy?
With his punching power, he's always in a fight. He could crack, man, you know, and he lets it go. When he knows that you're hurt, he smells the blood because he's a seasoned veteran. So, yeah, he's definitely a player in the heavyweight ranks.
Wow. Next week, of course, Juan Carlos Ramirez and Maurice Hooker hooking up the 27th. Also on the 27th, looks like Gervonta Davis and Ricardo Nunes. I think, is that going to be on Showtime?
The Gervonta Davis, yeah, that's Showtime.
So is Showtime still in the game then, John?
Hardly, man. They're on life support. And look at what Fox was doing last night. For you guys that don't know, the PBC was the promoter of last night's card used to be heavily involved with Showtime Networks. They're now involved with Fox. So long story short, Fox is doing the right thing, man. They're promoting the PBC heavily. They have all their fighters in their stable. All the meaningful guys come out and support. Like last night, we saw Andy Ruiz and Deontay Wilder, two heavyweight champions, sitting next to each other, giving a classy and fun interview, putting everyone in the limelight. So I think that these type of things that the PBC and Fox are doing together is going to totally wipe out Showtime, who doesn't have the type of platform and power that Fox does.
Most of the people that are long in the boxing tooth with a lot of acumen picked Keith Thurman to win this fight. Some of the younger people, some people not in the baby boomers or around that generation, they went with Manny Pacquiao. Why?
Well, name recognition, number one, and just because of the inactivity. If you knew anything about Keith going in, you knew he was a once-a-year type of fighter, where Pacquiao was more active and showing a lot more enthusiasm in the ring, still going into the fight like he's a kid going on a ride at Disneyland, smiling, having fun, fist pumping, you know? And Keith, to his credit last night, fought a very determined fight. If I knew that was the Keith going in, I might have changed my opinion about, ooh, I don't know, this might be a tough fight, because that was one of best performances I've seen from Keith, and I think in his loss he gains more fans and more respect than any of his wins.
I do too, but I still think that he I don't know. Listen, you got to throw punches in bunches. He doesn't throw punches in bunches. It just there's a lot of boxing 101 I think that Keith Thurman lacks, and I think maybe the inactivity has a lot to do with it. Back to Mr. Davis. Talk about Gervonta Davis, of course, super featherweight, a southpaw. Pretty good record, man. I mean, 21 in zip, 20 KOs. Is he the real deal? And is this guy, Ricardo Nunes, comes in at 21-2? Has Ricardo got a shot here?
Cardo's KO'd 9 of his last 10. Outside of that, not much is really known about him. Davis still getting tested, like a lot of these kids at 130, 135, and 140 that are starting to make names for themselves. And until they start fighting each other, that's when we'll know. Like Teofimo Lopez mentioned Richard Comey next. That's when we're going to start to see what's going down with these kids that are coming up. And who's going to be the last man standing should be really interesting.
Lopez, I've got some video of him partying a couple weeks ago with the old lady. He isn't the most disciplined guy in the house, is he?
No, no, he's not. And all that stuff on ESPN was so unnecessary on Friday. I'm like, why do we need to know about this man's personal life and feuds and beef with his mom and his girl? I'm like, come on, let's get to the fight already. We don't need this.
You know what's funny is that the beef with his mother and all that kind of good stuff, I can relate to that in boxing. I just I mean, I remember my mother telling me, look, Chris says you can't eat. I said, what do you mean I can't eat? She said, you can't eat. So what am I going to, what's for dinner? She goes, broccoli. I said, broccoli, yeah, with barbecue sauce. I mean, so she came up with some innovative little dietary tricks there. But the bottom line is, you know, when they said I couldn't eat, I couldn't eat. Of course, Johnny, you know what making weight's all about. Gervonta Davis, the real deal, though, at 21-0, I mean, they call him the tank. Is he called the tank because he's fat?
He gets fat in between fights, but when he's in the ring, he looks good. He's fast. He's powerful. I like him. I like to see where he goes next. I am looking forward to seeing this fight on Showtime on Saturday.
So the 126-pound, 130-pound division, 135-pound division, of course, Lomachenko, the king at 135 right now. Can we agree on that without a doubt at lightweight? He's like undisputed right now.
Oh, of course. I expect him to get past his next assignment against Luke Campbell on ESPN August 31st. I mean, but, you know, Teofimo had mentioned that, you know, Campbell is tall as well. So Lomachenko might have some issues there. And I think that's why Teofimo had some issues on Friday. But I think he is the kingpin. I would like to see when the smoke clears, who's going to be the guy to face him between Comey and Teofimo Lopez. I favor Richard Comey as the guy to go out there and put on a competitive fight down the stretch when the smoke clears.
No doubt about it. This is the great John Signorella. Of course, he is featured on Ring Talk Live Worldwide each and every Saturday, each and every Sunday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, talking boxing and MMA. Now, what were the finishing lines in the Manny Pacquiao fight? Pacquiao was favored. What was the line?
I think it got down to 2-1. It was tight. It was tight. Originally, you got to remember, because Thurman was the favorite, and a lot of Pacquiao money came in. So it was very tight towards the end. Oh, yeah.
A lot. I mean, how do you swing the fight from one guy being like 8-5 to the other guy being 2-1? Holy cow, that's a lot of money.
Name recognition, and Vegas loves Manny.
Manny Pacquiao defied the odds, defied Father Time once again. If he takes on, where does he go? I mean, Mayweather talks about maybe coming out of retirement. I don't want to see that again. And, you know, the rematch with Keith Thurman would be highly entertaining. But like Larry said, you know, highly entertaining. Larry told me on the phone earlier this morning, highly entertaining, yes, but will they go there? Maybe not. What do you think?
If he was young, I'd say the next opponent would be the winner of Spence versus Porter. No. However, Pacquiao shouldn't go there. I'd like to see him hanging up, but he did say, Pacquiao said, I'm fighting next year.
Okay, so One more quick question for you. If you were going to fight Errol Spence, would you go to Mikey Garcia for advice?
Absolutely not.
John Signorella will be back. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it, and I can take it.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to pay tribute to Sweet Pea Whitaker, a victim of a traffic accident, stepped in front of a car, got hit in his native Virginia this past week, and passed away at the age of 55 years old. Of course, an outstanding professional, but people think that he was just a boxer. I mean, he was so slick as far as boxing was concerned that he conned some guys into getting knocked out. I remember when he knocked out Juan Nazario with like one punch. Back in 1990, I was just sitting down. We were like Caesars Tahoe. I think it was outdoors. And we're sitting down up there, Lake Tahoe, State Line, Nevada. Just sitting down, folks. I mean, they haven't even got our seat. Just sitting down. The fight's over. Purnell Whitaker ending a fight that quick, like in the blink of an eye. Straight up, 2 minutes and 59 seconds, knocking out Juan Nazario. Juan Nazario, I think, came in top ranked at that point in time. But he beat guys like Azuma Nelson and I mean, Freddie Pendleton was a decent fighter that he beat, but Jose Luis Ramirez, he lost to Ramirez. That was a bit of a ripoff, folks. I mean, a big-time ripoff. Let me tell you about this. I'm watching this on TV. It's on CBS television. I remember the channel. And Jose Luis Ramirez and Pernell Whitaker fight in Paris. And Whitaker loses a split decision. And I'm, like, blown away by it. I can't believe it. I think Whitaker won, like, I think I had it, like, 118, 112, something like long, long score. But no, the judges didn't feel that way. Harry Gibbs, a good judge out of London, felt that way. But Newton Campos had a 118-113 for the other guy. And so did Louis Michael, had it 116-115, both for Jose Luis Ramirez. And Pernell Whitaker, like, pitched almost a shutout in that fight. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Whitaker not only got jobbed against Oscar De La Hoya because he knocked De La Hoya down in that fight. In fact, that's what sort of caused the dissension between myself and Todd DeBuff, because after that fight was over, Todd DeBuff, the vice president of Top Rank, came to me and said, what do you think, Pedro? I said, I think that Purnell got screwed, and he didn't like to hear that. But, I mean, he beat guys like Azuma Nelson, and they were great, great fighters. And people don't think that Jorge Paez was a decent fighter. He was. He beat Buddy McGirt. And there was a Chavez fight, of course, a draw. Man, that stunk to high heaven. Let me tell you about this. As I said, I bet Jack Tatum some money on the fight. I paid Jack after the 10th round. The fight was over in my mind, okay? It was over. And then they called it a draw. What a ripoff. The judges went 115-113, 115-113 for Whitaker. Mickey Van, the garbage man from London, that's what he does for a trade. He's in the sanitation business. 115-115. And Frank Franz Marty, I believe he was from Italy. He had a 115-115 as well. In other words, even on to those two scorecards, which is a bit of a ripoff. He goes, the 115-113, that was a bit of a, it was a lot more one-sided than that. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that he lost four fights in his life, did Sweet Pea Whitaker. Four fights, 40 wins, four losses, got stopped once, 17 KOs, not a big punch, but he showed, of course, lightning in that left cross when he knocked out Juan Nazario. But, you know, he's known for being a defensive wizard. He's known for being Sweet Pea Whitaker. He's known for being the man for the in the 1984 Olympics.
We are sitting here with Pernell Whitaker, and I want you to recognize that we are talking to one of the best defensive fighters of all time.
You are talking to the best.
The best, my bad. Yeah. Correction. We are talking to the best defensive fighter of all time, and arguably the best Olympian ever.
Good good call.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
Agree?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
So I want to go back to the Olympics. I want to go back all these years. Your team in the Olympics consisted of Meldrick Taylor, Steve McCroy, Mark Breland, Tyrell Biggs, Holyfield. So do you still keep in touch with any of them guys? You close to any of them?
I'm always be close to them. Always be close to all of them, you know. That was the best Olympic team you're going to find in history. You're not going to find a better Olympic team than 1984. So, all those guys I'm very close to. And I get a chance to see them when I come out to little shows, to our boxing matches like this, you know. And we get to reminisce, you know. We don't want to see each other every month, you know. No.
What are some of the funny memories that you remember of that team back then? Like any embarrassing moments or a funny story that you could share with us? I mean, that's a pretty fun group right there.
Yeah. You know, we were like 11 brothers. Everybody was like a brother. Nobody's bigger than nobody else. Nobody's better than nobody else. We're just going out here and we're going to represent the United States. And we're going to get some gold medals.
I know, that's right.
And we end up getting nine of them, you know? So, no, but all those guys, they're great guys, and they're my brothers.
Okay. Some of our listeners may be a little upset with me with what I'm about to say, but you are the first fighter that really, truly beat Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. You beat him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not surprised. I don't know why would I be surprised, you know, but the fans, the world saw it. The world saw it. So, you know, I can't make up no excuses of why they called it a draw.
Right. So I want to know what happened to you when you got robbed in that fight. I want to know.
Mentally?
Because a lot of people don't realize how that affects a fighter. I mean, there's a really dark side in boxing where when something is taken from you or robbed from you, what type of depression and darkness that a fighter goes into. Were you bitter? Were you just...
No.
How'd you react to that robbery?
Well, you know, actually it was 63,000 people in the house and 63 and millions of people watching it, you know, around the world. And, you know, everybody got... As long as I know that the world got a chance to see it, you know, and I didn't put my career around the four guys sitting around looking at me, watching me instead of watching the fight, you know, and watching to see if he catch up to me, you know, or hit me with something that can hurt me. You know, they've been waiting for that to happen for the whole 17 years I was a pro, and that never happened. So, you know, but hey, the world got a chance to see it, and it was a great fight for me. You know, I gave him what they wanted to see, little tricks and little beat him at his own game.
The 1984 Olympic team, of course, Meldrick Taylor, Evander Holyfield, God, the names Mark Breland, I mean, all these guys that won gold, and Jerry Page won a gold medal. People don't remember that. Of course, Jerry Page, I believe, out of Cincinnati, Ohio, the unsung hero, the guy that I was going after that 139-pound slot. That's what I wanted, of course, finishing number 13, and I definitely was got much, much further than I deserved to go in that Olympic trial process. But 13 was the finish, of course, the man being that year, Jerry Page, at 139 pounds. This was back when the junior welterweight limit was 139. But Pernell Whitaker, what can you say about Pernell except stellar greatness? 40-4, one draw. I mean, that draw with Chavez, you know, he won that fight, and he won the fight with the Oscar as well. So, you know, there's not too many fights he really lost. He didn't. He lost two fights. He got stopped at the end. Lost the Trinidad fight, no doubt about that, but he was way past his peak. And Trinidad was a huge welterweight, a guy that we used to shrink down and end up winning a title at 160, 160 pounds, but he was shrinked down to 147, where Pernell was a 135-pounder that moved up to 147. So big size discrepancy there. Of course, Pernell Whitaker, the man, no doubt about that. Getting hit by a car is not the way to go. And I said earlier this week, I think I said on a broadcast, that if you get hit by a car, it's your own fault. Right, and then I got out in the middle of Lake Merced Boulevard yesterday after a jog, and I got sort of trapped and I froze. And I said to myself, you know, if I got clipped right now, it would be my fault. No, it wouldn't be my fault. Yes, it would. It would be my fault. I stepped out in the street, but I didn't think that I was in jeopardy. I didn't think it was Harry until this car moving faster than you thought. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't step out in the street unless you know what's happening. It's just the way it is. Look both ways, just like your mom told you. Still applies. What mom says still applies. Look both ways and wash between your ears. You know what I'm talking about. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization. You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Real quick, Lenny Williams, the icon, the soul singer, the man with that, man, that Cause I Love You song, of course, that platinum recording artist. His brother, Teron, passed away last night. It was unexpectedly. The family will miss him, and our condolences are with the Williams family. Now, we go from that to Gennaro Hernandez. He's rocking and rolling. He's feeling good. Let's listen to Gennaro about 3 months before he passed.
On the line. From the City of Angels is one of my good friends, a man that I consider a true gentleman in and out of the ring. He is the one, the only, Gennaro Hernandez. What's up, Chicanito?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Good evening to you, sir. How's my buddy feeling? How you feeling, man?
Well, thanks for asking. The last couple of days, it's been pretty hard trying to recover from the chemo cycle that I had all last week. I was in the hospital getting chemo Tuesday through Friday. So, you know, it starts taking effect, and yesterday was one of those days where I was just weak. I mean, you know, I had no energy, no whatsoever.
Okay. So other than the chemo last week, any news? Have they told you anything? Are things progressing? Are things going the wrong way? How are things happening?
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is that they've done some scans, and they've noticed on the lymph nodes that are close to the lungs and to the kidneys, it shows that I have two additional cancer cells around there. And I got what they say, I think they told me it was like a 2-centimeter length cancer cell roaming around the tip of my lung. So it's not looking very well right now, but, you know, we're still not giving up on all this.
Good enough. Gennaro Hernandez is our guest, folks. Of course, he's a 2-time world champion, a man that lost only 2 fights in his entire career. And, of course, he always came to fight. Speaking of coming to fight, were you surprised that Sugar Shane Mosley did not come to fight against Manny Pacquiao? I was sort of a little disturbed by that.
You know, Pedro, I don't know what went through Shane's mind at the time.
That girlfriend of his, you see the booty on her? That was probably what went through his mind. He wanted to get hurt because he wanted to get out of the ring and take care of her.
Well, you know, it did seem like he was in there showing that he just was out there to survive. Unfortunately, you know, he got hit, and I guess it just lightened some type of spark in his brain saying that, you know what, I'm a little, you know, I'm getting to the age where I'm a little too old. I don't want to take a beating no more. Or I don't want to take any punches no more. So he went into a survival mode, you know. I don't know. One thing that I heard from somebody close to them that worked in this camp was the fact that at the last minute, and I'm not sure whether this played a part or not, but he put on some boxing shoes as an advertisement, and, you know, as a promotional thing, you try to make a little extra money, which, you know, obviously he didn't need to do, but he did, from what I heard. He put on a new pair of shoes that were never broken in, and at the end of the night, there was a pretty big blister that kind of popped in there on his right foot that just was bothering him from the third or fourth round. That's what I heard.
Gennaro, don't we all know that we don't wear brand-new boxing shoes in a ring? Don't we? I mean, isn't that sort of accepted around the world? I mean, we all know that we've been fighting. I fought 19 years. You fought a long time. We both know that you just don't do that. It's just not done. I mean, the guys that have done that, I can go back and think of them: Orlando Canizales, Gerardo Martinez, right, guys like that. They both had very, very traumatic events because of these big blisters on their feet. But
correct.
Shane Mosley trying to make a couple extra bucks, man. I mean, did his wife take all that much? Did his ex-wife take that much?
You know, Pedro, I don't know how hard he got hit in his pocket, but, you know, when you get a divorce, it's not nice, you know. And unfortunately for Shane, you know, if it is true that, you know, that the shoes played a part of it, then, you know, it's understandable why he didn't move and state the way he told me he was going to do. So, yeah, so to me, it was very disappointing to see Shane look the way he did because, to be honest with you, when I saw Shane 2 weeks before the fight, he was excited. He even convinced me that he was going to be the fighter that I knew back in the 90s, which was stick and move and use power and use speed, but he didn't use any of it. So to me, you know, like I said, only Shane knows what happened that night, and he claims that he'd never been hit as hard of a punch by anybody as he did that night. So, you know, it was just disappointing to me, but, you know, only Shane could answer all those questions.
Good point. We're talking with Gennaro Hernandez, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, all across Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, as you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hot topic on the website brought up by my previous guest, one of my writers, Slammin' Sammy Perez of Gennaro, and that is the use of boxing gloves, Gennaro. I always thought that when I fought other guys, I used to wear eights. I weighed 139 pounds, so they let me wear 8-ounce gloves. I always wanted the other guy to wear the same type of gloves as I. If we were both wearing Everlast, that was cool. If we were both wearing Reyes, that was cool. We were both wearing some other brand, that was cool. But we both had to wear the same gloves, in my mind, to make things fair and across the board. Now you've got guys wearing different gloves, and whether they weigh the same or not, they're going to affect different. They're going to inflict different amounts of damage. The results from the punches will be different. How do you feel about that? Should guys be wearing the same gloves?
Well, I mean, I do feel that, you know, in a world title fight, they should be using the same type of brand of gloves. But then again, nowadays, with these promotional companies or these boxing glove companies paying more to have their gloves advertised on TV and the TV allowing all this, and plus the commissioners, you know, by all means, you know, they want to make money one way or another, and I think it's wrong what they're doing. But, you know, my thing is that if I'm a fighter and you give me Clito Reyes gloves, I'm going to use those gloves. And if my opponent wants to wear Grant, which are a little more spongier, and they're going to inflict less pain on me, then more power to my opponent, because he's taking his power away, and there's less chances that I'll get hurt. So for me, hey, whatever gloves you want to wear, just as long as you don't force me to use whatever brand of gloves you want to use.
But don't you think, you know, in the old days, wasn't it always the call of the champion, or they flipped the coin during negotiations as to who would have the choice of the gloves, something like that? Wasn't either one or the other?
Well, back in the day, when I used to fight, the champion always had first choice of choosing the glove. It wasn't much about, you know, any type of brand that was out there at the time, because the only gloves that I've ever used and they ever offered me to use at the time was Clito Reyes. We never had that opportunity of, I got to use, or we can choose Grant or Everlast or any other brand like right now. Nowadays, they give you the option because you're ordering your robe and your shorts. We can add the glove color the same way. You know, it's all about style now, I guess, for a lot of fighters. But for me, I don't care what color shorts or whatever I was going to use. My glove was going to be Clito Reyes, and it was going to be either red or blue, like in the old days.
Okay, General, I got a question for you. Is Juan Manuel Marquez, is he in a no-win situation against Manny Pacquiao, especially if they fight like at 145 pounds or 147 pounds in November?
You know, with all due respect to Juan Manuel Marquez, I think he's a great guy. But in reality, I see no chance in him winning this fight. I mean, yeah, he's given Manny Pacquiao the hardest fights, I believe, since he's become this big idol. But I honestly believe that Juan Manuel, his time has come up already. You know, I think that he may give a good shot at it, but that I see him winning the fight, I honestly don't see him with any chance of winning this fight.
Would he have a chance if the fight was at 140?
Well, I think he has a better chance at 140. Because I think Manny would have a little more trouble trying to come down and cure that weight that he's put on. And he hasn't fought at 140 for quite some time now. So I think his body will give him trouble to come down to 140.
You know, speaking of 140 and Manny Pacquiao, I thought his most impressive performance in history, as far as all of his title fights were concerned, I thought his most impressive performance was against Ricky Hatton. And although Ricky Hatton was a bit limited, Ricky Hatton came to fight, and Ricky Hatton went down slugging, unlike these other guys who just stand there and, like, take the beating and end up going down.
Right.
But I thought Ricky Hatton brought it that night. What do you think Pacquiao's best moment has been?
I think the best moment, and, you know, with all due respect, and I have nothing against anybody, but I think the way he beat Oscar, even though, although Oscar came back from a two-year retirement, I mean, just the way that he displayed everything and just pummeled on Oscar and hit him whenever he wanted to, because Oscar was a good defensive fighter as well. He was pretty quick. He had power. He had speed. But that night, Manny just showed that he was just way too much, and Oscar was way out of his league.
You know, Sugar Ray Leonard came down to 160 pounds to fight Ray, to fight Hector Camacho back, I believe, in the late 1990s. I televised a fight from Atlantic City. He hadn't been at that weight in years. They made him weigh in. Mike Akery, who was Camacho's manager, made him weigh in the morning of the fight, so he didn't have much time to put back on weight. Do you think making these guys go to unnatural weights, weights they hadn't been at in a long time, do you think that just is such a detriment that they can't overcome it?
Well, I mean, you know, there are some fighters that, you know, that have trouble even making the weight limit that they're supposed to be at. Like, for instance, if Manny Pacquiao, I'm not sure how much he walks around with now, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he comes down at 147. He feels a natural 147-pounder now. Whereas, like myself, where I used to fight at 130 pounds, and I would walk around, like, maybe 5 pounds over the weight limit, and I had no trouble, not until the end. But, I mean, you know, you're looking at a guy who fought 14 years at the same weight class, so the body obviously wants to grow and you know, get a little stronger. But, you know, I just didn't allow it. I just think that, you know, it just depends on certain metabolisms on the fighters.
Okay. Were you impressed with Andre Ward the other night?
I was very impressed with Andre Ward. I think he did a phenomenal job of what he did. He's just an exciting fighter, and we'll see what happens after this.
Okay. You look at Andre Ward, he's a true gentleman. You look at Robert Guerrero, another true gentleman. Paul Malignaggi's a pretty good guy. I mean, Paulie's got a big mouth, but deep down inside, he's really a good-hearted guy. All three of these guys said if they were to fight Manny Pacquiao, they would demand random drug tests. They don't believe that Manny Pacquiao is doing things legitimately, or they suspect that he's not doing things legitimately. If you were to fight him, would you be asked for random drug tests?
You know, I'm not the type of guy that wants to impose and put rules down. I have no problem. If they were to offer me a fight against Manny Pacquiao, if I was still fighting, I have no problem fighting Manny Pacquiao, taking the drug or not taking the drug or doing this or doing that. I have no problem in fighting him any night. And the reason why is because he's human. Eventually, you hit a wall, it's going to fall, it's going to break, and that's what they got to do. You can't hit a guy in the face. You got to hit a guy in the body to tear it down. And that's something that people are not understanding, that Manny Pacquiao is not beatable by hitting him in the face. Manny Pacquiao is beaten by hitting him to the body.
That is the great Genaro Hernandez, folks. We wish you the very best as far as your recovery is concerned, man. And you know you're welcome on this show anytime you need, anytime you want to. And if you need me, I'd fly down there in a heartbeat for you. You realize that, right?
You know, Beto, I have always appreciated you. I know you're a very great friend, a very good guy. Anytime that you would like to hear anything about my point of view or anything, my doors are open for you. You know, I would never say no to you because you're one of the best guys out there.
Okay, do me a favor. Say hello to that lovely wife of yours because she's a tremendous lady, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I would do that now. You know, like I said to everybody, God bless everybody. Hope everybody has a good evening. And Pedro, continue doing what you do best, and this is what you do best, right?
He makes me cry. Every time I listen to that interview, I want to cry. Every single time. Even when we did pre-production this morning, I was like, you know, got the eyes just got a little bit wet. They just did. Of course, we'll hear a clip from Genaro a little bit later in the show in our closing segment, which sort of tells it all. But what a gentleman he was. He was a class act. He was working for the CompuBox people, counting punches and that kind of good stuff. He was happy doing that. Did he ever get the props he should have got? Probably not. Get this. He only lost to Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather. That was it. Lost to those two guys. Didn't lose to nobody else. 38-2-1. Pretty damn good record. The late Chicanito Hernandez. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's go, let's take it to Southern California, bring in the great Gennaro Hernandez. Gennaro, it's a very sad moment for me to have you on the radio at this point in time, but I thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Pedro, I appreciate you giving me the time like always.
Well, what made you decide to end the chemotherapy? What was the decision behind that?
I didn't decide. The doctors, they claimed that the chemo that I had done in this last cycle, which was about a month ago, it was one of the hardest ones, supposedly. But it's just not doing anything to control the cancer, and the cancer is exploding all over me. And
wow, Gennaro Hernandez, may he rest in peace. Of course, he championed and never lost at 130 pounds outside of the fight with Floyd Mayweather. Of course, he retired in that Floyd Mayweather fight. And the Oscar De La Hoya fight, he went into with a broken nose. Real quick before we head for the showers, Johnny Signorella, what's happening at YouTube?
Hey, type in Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out today's show, archive shows, and much more. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
Great weekend of boxing, no doubt about that. I thank you so much, Johnny Sig. And, of course, Johnny Signorella
is featured week in and week out on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to thank him. Want to thank the Godfather Larry Merchant. Want to thank Manny Pacquiao for showing up and Keith Thurman for showing up and being a class act as well. Both guys performed admirably last night, and it was a plus for the world of boxing. Not a blight on the world of boxing, a plus for the world of boxing. Speaking of a plus for the world of boxing, each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Until next time, peace.